On the Town.
都市略影。
From BBC Learning English. Learning English.
Hi, and welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. I'm Vicky.
我是陈黎，大家好。今天我们要说说和英国一个十分有名的美术馆相关的事情。
An art gallery, the Tate Gallery, one of the most famous museums in Britain.
泰特美术馆位于伦敦吗 ，Vicky？
Well, the Tate is not actually one museum. There are several different parts. Here's John, who's a member of the Tate, to explain.
Member, 会员。在这里他的意思就是说 John 捐款给泰特博物馆，这样呢他就拥有一个特权，那就是在每个展览对公众开放之前他都可以先睹为快。
The Tate Gallery houses Britain's largest collection of art, British art over many centuries at Tate Britain, mainly modern art at the Tate ModernAnd then art that's specific to the West Country at the Tate in St Ives. And there's an extension of the main Tate Gallery in Liverpool as well. So it's in four locations in the UK.
So there are four different parts of the Tate, only two of them in London. Tate Britain has British art from many centuries. He said it houses the largest collection of art.
Houses, 这里是动词，意思是收藏。他说泰特美术馆的主要藏馆泰特英国美术馆收藏了很多几个世纪前古老的美术作品。
Then there's the Tate Modern, which has most of the modern art in it. Then there are two parts of the museum which are not in London. One is in St Ives, in the southwest of England, an area called the West Country.And the other is in Liverpool, a large city in the north of England.
The Tate Gallery houses Britain's largest collection of art, British art over many centuries at Tate Britain, mainly modern art at the Tate Modern, and then art that's specific to the West Country at the Tate in St Ives.And there's an extension of the main Tate Gallery in Liverpool as well. So it's in four locations in the UK.
这里是 BBC Learning English. 都市略影。
In the programme today, we've been talking about the Tate Gallery, one of the most famous art museums in the world.
我们刚才也听到泰特美术馆还有两个藏馆位于伦敦之外。
Yes, one in the West Country, as the southwest of England is called, and one in Liverpool. At Tate Liverpool, at the moment, there's a special exhibition of Chinese art.
是吗？在利物浦的泰特美术馆里正举办一个中国艺术展览。
Yes, it's an exhibition of modern Chinese art. Here's Karen Smith, one of the curators.
A curator, 展览负责人。
I don't think that any exhibition can really represent China in art.At best, what we could hope to do was to come up with something that would be a comprehensive slice, rather than being an overview of what's been going on since 2000.
She says that the exhibition isn't an overview.
An overview, 概览，总观。
But a comprehensive slice.
而是具有全面代表性的一个切片。Comprehensive, 全面的。
Here's John Wilson with an interesting comment about the art in the exhibition, which he compares with European art.
What surprised me with this exhibition was the size and the scale of many of the works, which dwarf the ambitions of many European artists. And what's clear is that the Chinese artists have industry and adaptable skilled labour on their side, and they're using that to good effect.
So he describes the size and scale of the art.
Size, 大小。还有 scale, 规模。
And he says that this is because the Chinese artists are using industry to create art.
他说中国的艺术家们使用了大规模的工业化形式进行创作，而且他们具有灵活而熟练的艺术技巧。这一切使他们拥有欧洲艺术家所没有的优势。欧洲艺术家们是无法创作出如此大规模的艺术作品的。
He says these pieces dwarf European artworks.
To dwarf, 使某事或某人在相比之下显得小。
Well, that's all we have time for today.
听起来挺有意思的，也许我会去利物浦看看这个中国艺术展。
Maybe I'll come with you.
OK, 那好，咱们下次节目再会。
Bye.
On the Town from BBC Learning English.